Traveler's Journal, February 27th. Going gonzo over gozo. The nation of Malta consists of four small Mediterranean islands. 60 miles south of Sicily, halfway from Italy's toe to Africa's coast, the strategic position and superb harbor of Malta's main island made it a prize for every empire since the Phoenicians. In the 12th century, crusading knights seized Malta from the Moors and turned it into an island fortress. In World War II, Germany failed to bomb the by-then English colony into surrender. Though Malta has been independent for decades, its martial history has had a lasting effect on the rocky island. Yet, just to the north, another limestone fastness has survived the centuries, relatively unscathed. Only 10 miles end-to-end, the island of Gozo is so green it's often called the Ireland of Malta. Largely bypassed over the centuries by pirates and invaders, it's remained something of a Brigadoon realm. Quiet hilltop villages, stone-lined lanes, and sun-washed seascapes. Victoria, Gozo's only significant settlement, lies in its center. A panorama of emerald fields spills from the ramparts of the city's fortress. From there, it's not far to Gigantia, a Stonehenge of 20-ton limestone blocks, erected 1,000 years before Egypt's pyramids. Ancient trails lace Gozo's steep and immensely scenic cliffs. One leads to a cave where, according to the Greek poet Homer, a frisky Calypso kept Odysseus as her love slave for 7 years. Modern travelers may find Gozo as difficult to leave. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.